in Willoughby.
Thanks, Rob. The centre of the Czech capital practically ground to a halt on Sunday for the 13th Prague International Marathon. But it was perhaps unlucky 13 for the African runners who have dominated the race since its inception in 1994. The Kenyan favourites apparently struggled with temperatures in the mid-20s Celsius as the event was won by a European for the first time. Helder Ornelas of Portugal finished first in a time of 2 hours 11 minutes and 49 seconds. That's 3 minutes short of the race record. Luca Kelimo of Kenya came second, with another Portuguese, Paulo Gomez, finishing third. The women's race was won by Nailya Yulamanova of Russia in a time of 2 hours 33 minutes and 10 seconds. It wasn't just professional runners who found the going difficult in the sunshine on Sunday. The founder of the Prague Marathon, Italian Paolo Ottone, said many of the event's 4,000-plus participants had found the heat overwhelming. He said they would consider holding the race earlier in the year in future. Tennis and Nicole Vaidisheva has been Czech women's number one for some time. But could she become world number one someday? Vaidisheva, who turned 18 last month, has just risen to 7th in the world rankings. That's her highest ever placing. And finally, a quick look at the football. And the race for the Czech league title remains tense, though unfortunately the top two, Sparta Prague and Slovan Liberec, were due to play one another in the capital after the recording of this programme on Monday evening. Just behind them, Mladá Boleslav are still in hot pursuit after beating Baník Ostrava 2-0 at home. At the other end of the table, Slovácko have been relegated. The small-town club, formerly known as Synot Staré Město, had been in the top flight for 7 years. That's all the sport for today.
In a moment, it'll be time for this week's one-on-one.